From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from David Commande, Artistic Director of the Heartland Festival Orchestra, about their upcoming concert, Broadway Rocks the New Year, taking place at Five Points Washington on Saturday, January 11th at 7:30 p.m. David, it is so great to have you back on the show.
Great to be with you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. I always look forward to this concert because it really does kick off the arts calendar for the new year. This kind of marks a bit of a departure from the historic Vienna-inspired New Year concert that you're known for doing. Can you tell us about that?
Well, this is still inspired by the original idea of Vienna to Broadway. And the whole idea behind that is the connection between that traditional operetta form, as in all those Strauss operettas and so forth, with American musicals. And the only thing that's different here is that we've gone so far into the now with the musicals, this show has a super strong rock influence. But, you know, I've been thinking about this because the original point was that operetta was the musical of its time. And you, at any time, there is a so-called popular culture and a so-called high art culture, right? So back in Johann Strauss, though, you know, late 1800s, the entertainment was done at and around a piano, and then the actual dancing. Well, then, so then into the 40s and 50s, you had musical theater that was evolving with the popular culture as well. So you had jazz influenced musicals for a while. You had the so-called classical musicals into the 50s. You know, something like Pajama Game or, you know, Billy Wilder, all of those things, that was standard and it was regular, but American culture was drifting away from that, and it was in the late 60s with, well, Hair, for example, and Jesus Christ Superstar, these earliest rock musicals that reconnected to another part of the populace, that was something that was necessary. So over these decades, you know, obviously performers, they and composers and playwriters, they want to reach the people. So they're going to find a voice that resonates with now.
You found three voices to really amplify the program that you've put together: Morgan James, Lakeisha Jones, and Dan
Dominich.
Yeah. Tell us about the talent coming in.
Well, these three vocalists are top stars. I mean, star is an overused term, but when you talk about stellar, talk about top quality, and it applies to all three of them. Lakeisha was a finalist on American Idol. She, her story from Flint, Michigan is one story, you know, being discovered, a very strong kind of gospel background. And then you have Morgan James, who has an amazing career on and off Broadway and also in the Symphonic Concert Hall. She's performing all over the place, as well as Broadway. And Dan Dominich, who has hit 49 and 50 states touring with the Broadway great musicals and performing with all the great artists. So we are bringing New York top quality to town, as is our habit.
And Lakeisha has performed with the Heartland Festival Orchestra, so audiences may remember her from last year.
Anybody who saw her either live in that snowstorm or in our replay of the video of Ella last year, Lakeisha is amazing. She's a joy to perform with and to know, an electrifying voice and stage presence. So she was here for Ella, and she'll be back as part of this show. And this show does include the tune from Dreamgirls that was what did it for Lakeisha on American Idol, and that's I Am Telling You.
Oh, wonderful. Morgan James is a unique performer because not only is she Juilliard trained, and she can kind of pivot between the opera world, the blues world, and the Broadway world very, very seamlessly. And I'm thinking about how a professional orchestra has to make that same pivot when you're performing rock musical music. What adjustments does the orchestra have to make?
Well, our musicians are pros, and in the modern day, being a professional musician, you need to to live in several worlds. But the orchestra, the HFO, is led in rep like this by our rhythm section, Kevin Nichols on drums, Andrea Molina on the keyboard. We're going to have Brandon Mulberry on bass this time, and these people, they bring that pulse and that framework that helps drive the orchestra in this kind of music.
At this point, the HFO has really built a reputation for bringing in such outstanding guest artists from New York City and from really all over. What are the responses that you hear from Lakeisha Jones and from other artists that, you know, after they have this experience of performing in the Heartland with the Heartland Festival Orchestra, what do they say?
Well, they love it, first of all. The musicians are great to work with, and we traditionally have two rehearsals, sometimes one rehearsal, and the soloists are always amazed at the first encounter with the orchestra, at the quality. And just in terms of who the people are, our soloists have great fun with them. And because the soloists are as fine as they are, they, you know, the best performers and musicians, the greatest artists are generally the easiest to work with. They're great people,
yes.
Salt of the earth, down to earth, you know, they get it done and no diva nonsense. And that's been the rule. We've been very fortunate.
David Commande will conduct the Heartland Festival Orchestra in their upcoming concert, Broadway Rocks the New Year, taking place Saturday, January 11th at 7:30 p.m. at Five Points, Washington. The concert features the vocal talents of New York City-based artists Morgan James, Lakeisha Jones, and Dan Dominich, singing Broadway favorites from Hairspray, Lion King, Wicked, and more. You can purchase tickets at heartlandfestivalorchestra.org or by calling
309-339-3943.
David, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
As always, thank you.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. For more information on all upcoming arts events, visit artspartners.net. Our producer is Colin Shope. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.